It's the weekend, which means it's time for Jill on Money, the show that makes money fun and just happens to answer all your financial questions. Here's your host, Jill Schlesinger.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of the Jill on Money show. If you've got a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number, 855-411-JILL. Our email address, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And today we've got a special guest hailing from the great state of Illinois, Larry Stein. He is the CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Disciplined Investment Management. Larry is a CFP professional. That's how I met him. He's also a CFP ambassador, so that's another connection I have with him. And he's got a really interesting business and one that really focuses on, you get it, being disciplined. Hey, Larry, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jill? It's great to talk with you again.
You sound so pumped up. Mark said to me, this guy's ready to go. Are you excited? So tell me, Larry, what is it about this business that keeps you pumped up? I mean, this is a tough business to be in. Why are you so excited right now?
You know, I just love this business, Jill, because it's, I had gotten into this business long ago because I loved the markets. I loved investing. I loved the analytics and managing the risk of it. And what I've really fallen in love with is working with people and getting very involved with people. It's one of those businesses where you get to know people at such a core level, and you end up learning things about them that even their spouses don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's daunting, right? You've got a lot of information, huh?
Sometimes it gets a little daunting. Sometimes there are tears. Sometimes there's a lot of tension. But it can be so gratifying, and that's what I love about it.
So at Disciplined Investment Management, you are the Chief Investment Officer. Can you give me your view of how you manage money and what you think you do well and what you think other people could learn from you?
The way in which we manage money is actually pretty similar to a lot of people, and then it's a little different. So we invest in low-cost index funds, which a lot of people do, but how we do it is different. We use low-cost index funds. Our typical portfolio is about 0.1% in costs, so the annual fees are low. It's very critical to keep fees low and taxes low and manage risk around that. We don't offer any products. I think that's a really important thing. I don't know if your listeners are all real knowledgeable about the markets. Chances are they are, because you're teaching them so well, right?
I don't know about that, but you can educate us. I mean, you're keeping the costs down, obviously, is a huge deal. Everybody knows that. But is there something that you bring to the process? Do you feel like, do you stick to an allocation? Do you say, okay, this is what a growth investor does, and you have an allocation, and do you apply that to all of your growth investors?
So what we do is we have a basic portfolio that at the time we feel that's the best portfolio. And we invest everyone actually at the same time, the same price, including all of my assets. So we eat our own cooking, as you would say. We invest everything in block trades. So not only am I invested with everyone at the same time and the same price, but there's no one left behind, and that's important, and that's the value of having great technology to be able to do that. What also makes us different is we don't use products. We don't sell any kind of products, be they REITs or annuities or insurance. The only thing we do, and it's very, very narrow, is we just invest in low-cost equity and bond index funds. And it's a very disciplined process. So what we begin with, and I think you'll appreciate this, we begin with a financial plan. And that begins the whole process. We want to really understand our clients before we get going. We aren't just, picking stocks. We aren't picking indexes. We want to do this from a very informed standpoint. And we target a return based on how the financial plan turns out, what they need to make their money last through their lifetime. And that's a real focus of what we do, is make your money last. And we do a lot of research on that topic and on managing risk. And that's another thing we do differently. So to answer your question more directly, each client has their own asset allocation based on what their financial plan suggests it should be. And we look at history over the past, we have history going back to 1926, and what we look at is the returns based on a reasonable tolerance and probabilities. It all comes down to probabilities that asset allocation would drive that return. And then the thing that we do differently is we manage risk around that. We aren't looking to, trade or anything, but we're looking at asset classes across the full, global spectrum, and we're trying to make as few trades as possible, but if there are things getting out of line, we aren't going to rebalance every year or every quarter. We're going to rebalance based on volatility. So if there's a sharp drop in the market, we aren't going to sell out of that. We're going to usually buy into that to grab long-term bargains. And that makes us very different from a lot of groups who use indexing, in that we're looking for opportunities to add value through exceptional values.
Got it.
Happen all the time.
No, but that's certainly a different approach to, like, the, hey, it's passive, we do nothing, we sit back, we rebalance, and that's that. So that is a different approach. We're talking to Larry Stein. He's the CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Disciplined Investment Management. And when we come back from the break, we are going to talk about a 7-step process to make your money last. It's Jill on Money. If you've got a financial question, 855-411-JILL. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Call anytime, 24/7, 855-411-JILL. Back to Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger.
You're back with Jill on Money. If you've got a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 855-411-JILL. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We are so lucky we are joined by Larry Stein. He is from the great state of Illinois. Larry, you from Illinois originally?
Yes, I grew up in Highland Park, and I live in Deerfield. So about 3 miles away from each other. I've gone nowhere with my life.
Oh, right? Stop it. Are you a White Sox fan, or are you a Cubs fan?
I grew up both. What I really am is a big Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, all right.
It's getting more difficult, right?
Oh, well, please. I'm a Jets fan, so relax. There's nothing you could tell me that feels more difficult than that.
We'll see you at the bottom of the race.
Yes, exactly. See you at the draft. Larry's a CFP professional. He's an ambassador for the CFP board, and he has a company called Disciplined Investment Management. And I love this chart that you have on the front door of your website. It's disciplined-investment.com. It's called Make Your Money Last, a seven-step process. So, Larry, what made you want to put this chart together?
Making your money last, Jill, I think, is really going to be one of the great challenges of our generation. You know, things have changed. It used to be easy to retire and make your money last because, you know, you retire at 65, you die a few years later, it was no big deal.
Right.
Things have changed. People are living longer, a lot longer. Interest rates are really low. They're historically low. And now we have another question mark in that stock market valuations are on the high end historically. They could go higher, but that adds another complexity. This, I think, is really going to be one of the great, perhaps the greatest financial challenge of our generation coming up.
Larry, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been in the business of helping people manage their financial lives?
My firm is about 7 years old, but I even wrote my first investment book when I was 28. It was published by John Wiley & Sons. It's called Value Investing. And I had my own investment newsletter at the age of, 24? Long time.
So if you look at this environment today, can you, because I just want to dive a little bit deeper, because you said it's challenging. Can you put it in perspective? I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Is this more or less difficult than any other time, or how is it different than what you've seen in the past?
In terms of making your money last?
Yeah.
Or in terms of the markets itself?
Exactly.
Making your money last, I think, is it's truly one of the most difficult times ever. Mm. And I would say it's probably the most difficult time ever, because of the longevity. We are living longer. And having interest rates at these low levels, you know, this used to be pretty easy. Interest rates were 8 or 10%. You would buy some treasury bonds at 8 or 10% that didn't have any risk, and you were pretty well set. You can close your eyes and just enjoy your retirement. If you think about it, some people who retire, if you retire at 55 or even 60, you may be in retirement longer than your entire working career. Mm. How do you make that money last with all the things that go on in our lives? You know, if you think back at your life, even, Jill, I'm sure if you look back and you said, you know, wow, I can't believe all the things that have gone on in my life, mm-hmm. that would have an impact on this. And now you have the challenge of low interest rates. You don't know what returns are going to be. You don't know what inflation is going to be. And chances are you're going to live a long time. You could live to 95 or 100. I'm very involved in the community here, and so I go to a lot of funerals and evenings after the funeral, and almost everyone I go to, they're in their 90s. Mm. That didn't used to happen, right?
Yeah, no kidding. So can you walk me through the seven-step process that and where it starts? Like, it feels quite daunting when you put it that way. Like, oh my God, you're going to live till 95 or 100. How do you make your money last?
It is a little bit daunting. So the beginning part is to picture what your retirement will look like. What's really important to you? What are your priorities in life? And look at what those priorities might cost in terms of a financial plan. You know, we've had one guy wanted to retire on an island. You know, how do you cost that out?
Right.
But,
unfortunately for that man, that island is Staten Island. So that's so he can do it. It's fine, but okay, I'm sorry. That's not
well,
nice.
You know, the good news is I learned today that Puerto Rico is up for sale now.
Yes, exactly. You can do anything you want. You can live in Puerto Rico, but you will have no services. That's not nice. Okay. So, I mean, but how do you get people to conceptualize that? Because I do think if someone's 40 years old and has a few kids, managing just life, what is it that you do to prompt them? How do you get them there?
It's very difficult to get people to visualize their life going forward, particularly at 40. But even at 60, people have a difficult time.
Yeah.
And even people who are, you know, ready to retire tomorrow, many people don't have any idea how they're going to live their retirement life. And there are a couple different ways we do this. So if you are getting close to retirement, one way is to, you know, take a couple weeks off from work and kind of live the retirement that you think you want.
Oh, that's interesting. Kind of like you go practice.
Yeah, practice it.
Okay.
Practice it. Now, if you're a bit younger and you have no idea what it is, I think a little soul searching can pay off, and I didn't create these questions, but so for example, if a doctor said you have 3 years to live, what would you do?
You would download all
about the rest of your life.
I think that people would probably go and download all of the previous shows of the Jill on Money show, as well as the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. But when you think about that, in that, I feel like that gets you to a little bit of a scary place, because it's like, oh, if I only had 3 years to live, I would take all the money I have, I would divide it by three and say, spend all of it down over the next 3 years, right? So that feels like almost fantasy land, whereas the other way of thinking about it, where, you know, if you consider that you're going to spend 20 years doing something else or being someplace else, that to me seems a bit more relevant in terms of the retirement. Hey, we're talking to Larry Stein. He is a CFP professional. And when we come back with Larry, besides thinking how to make your money last, well, you can check out the 7-step process on his website, discipline-investment.com. What I am interested in is that Larry has a special part of his website that is dedicated to women. How about that? Women only. Only women need to apply. And it's kind of cool because I have a feeling that this must be his wife, Susan, who might lead this. But we'll get back to that. Could be a coincidence. Could be the same name. Could be a coincidence. But when we return with Larry Stein, we're going to be chatting a little bit more. We'll finish up some of the 7 steps, but also talk about why women need to have a different approach potentially to managing their money, or maybe it's the same. I don't know. You're listening to Jill on Money, 855-411-JILL. Send an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back.
Back to Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger. Want to get in touch? Call or email any day, anytime, 855-411-JILL, or askjill@jillonmoney.com.
You're back with Jill on Money, and we are on the line with our special guest, Larry Stein, CFP, CEO of Disciplined Investment Management. And Larry, before we step away from your 7-step make your money last beautiful graphic on the front door of your website, plan your retirement, create a financial plan, determine your portfolio asset allocation, manage long-term portfolio risk, calculate your portfolio withdrawals. I want to stop on that for a second. Because
that's the really tough one, right?
Yes, exactly. We often will get a phone call from listeners who will say, how much money can I safely pull from my portfolio? And I give them the old mantra that, you know, it depends. There's different ways of looking at this. Safe withdrawal rates used to be 4%, now maybe 3.5%, maybe 3%. Maybe you do it a different way. Maybe you do it based on the value of your portfolio. What is your favorite way to calculate portfolio withdrawals for your clients?
That is the tough one. And we look at it from two different directions, Jill. We look at it from a financial plan standpoint. And I'm just going to throw in a quick advertisement for a program called eMoney Advisor. It's very complicated. It's very expensive. But it is, I think, the best program out there to model the nuances of a person's life, because every little thing you can control in terms of the program doesn't make assumptions. You make all the assumptions. And most of the financial planning programs I've used, the most popular ones, make so many assumptions that it often creates a very unrealistic view. They're easy. They're fun to look at. They have nice graphics, but they don't do the job. How do I calculate it? The big mistake that people make is they take the portfolio withdrawals is a very casual thing. They look at how much they think they need, and all right, that's the number that I want. But as we know now that people are living longer, and that kind of thinking can get you into trouble. What I use is I use an algorithm that looks at about 12 different factors. I did not create this, but it's an algorithm that I use that is dynamic. And I look at it every year for a client, and I've adapted it to my practice. And basically what it's doing is it's looking at the amount of the portfolio, your age, your retirement period. It's looking at mortality tables. It's looking at returns, on and on and on. It's looking at volatility of your portfolio, the target probability of your success. The numbers, when you're early in your retirement, do somewhat come around the 4% level.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that as you get older, if you have enough funds, you may be able to take 6, 7, even 10%, maybe even more.
Really? Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Tell me about that. I'm sort of intrigued. How could you get that much?
Think about it. If you're 90 years old, why would you want to take 4% of your portfolio?
Right. You don't want to have a straight line, is what you're saying. In other words, you wouldn't say 3% for your whole life. So you mean that you, but if someone, how can I put this? Let's say I want to be lazy and I don't want to have your amazing algorithm. If I'm 66 years old and I've saved, for every $1 million I save, what do you think is in the early part of my retirement, a safe withdrawal rate? And let's just say I'm a balanced investor. What do you think?
So, again, you're asking me to do a back of the envelope.
Yes, I am. I'm so mean. I'm trying to get you into that. I'm trying to have you like be fooled into giving me the answer.
But you're forgetting the name of the firm.
I know.
Disciplined. Mm-hmm. So everything is a discipline, and this is the most disciplined thing that we do.
Yeah.
So if I look at my algorithm and if I look at some basic assumptions that I would make, I would say the withdrawal rate would be about, and I'll just throw out a number, 3.44%.
Okay.
So everything is dynamic in life. Well, it should be in your portfolio. There is some great research that Michael Kitsis did on the 4% rule, And he shows that two-thirds of the time, the level of your portfolio would double over your lifetime with the 4% rule. Mm. In other words, you would be taking so little that you're going to be left with a lot of money, which may be your intention, maybe it's not.
Right.
Maybe you want to give, you know, a bunch to your kids. Maybe you want to enjoy your life, and that 4% rule would be too conservative.
Right.
So it should be dynamic, and people tend to just kind of say, well, I'm 66 years old, I'm saving this much, I'm saving that much, I think I can make it, right?
Yes.
Well, what if you don't?
I know, that's the question. That is the critical question. That's why I went right to that part of that beautiful little chart that you have. We're talking to Larry Stein. He is a certified financial planner professional. He's also an ambassador of the CFP board, so he speaks for the board. Yeah, he's got a great voice. Larry is the CEO of Disciplined Investment Management. And when we come back, we're going to talk about women and women in investing. And who is this Susan Stein person? You're listening to Jill on Money, 855-411-JILL. Send an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back with Larry Stein.
From rookie investors to savvy veterans, Jill Schlesinger is here to help you. Call now, 855-411-JILL, or email askjill@jillonmoney.com.
That's life. That's what all the people say.
You're back with Jill on Money. Mark is swaying to the chairman of the board.
But I know I'm going to change that tune.
You know, if ever I doubted that you were an Italian grandmother, when I see you sway like that, I know that you are. Have I mentioned that Mark is an Italian-American who is a fine cook as well? Just saying. Okay, you're back with Jill on Money. This is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. 855-411-JILL is our phone number. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. And we are so delighted to have Larry Stein join us just for one more segment. We'll let you go, I promise. We'll let you make some money. Larry is a CFP professional. And on your website at discipline-investment.com, at Disciplined Investment Management, you have a whole section that's called Independent Women. And I'm going to just read for this. The women's group is led by Susan Stein, a certified divorce financial analyst, a former social worker. Susan is well-versed in the unique financial and personal challenges independent women face after a transition. So who is this Susan Stein? Is it a coincidence that you share a last name, or are you related?
Never met her in my life. Mm-hmm. No, that is my wife. That is my wife. And we work as a team with our female clients. And this is a real growing part of what we do. And it really fits in with our Make Your Money Last focus. And in fact, that was perhaps the driver that moved us toward that focus, because for women, particularly if they're independent, that's a real focus on what they need to make work.
I'm interested in the fact that of her background. So can you tell me a little bit about that and how you brought her into this business?
Everyone told me, don't work with your wife, don't work with your wife. But we have a great relationship. And I think clients really appreciate her perspective on things. She has a social work background. Medical social work, which is even more applicable because women often find themselves not only handling the medical aspects of their own family, but for their parents and it becomes a real issue. And she has a great background, and she's very knowledgeable on those medical aspects and, you know, Social Security and those kind of things that, frankly, I've always left that to her.
And let me ask you a question. Because she is a former social worker, practicing, what is it about, what has she taught you about the more of the emotional part of providing financial advice? Because I presume, or maybe this is in my head, but I presume that you're sort of like, hey, I'm the numbers guy. I crunch the numbers. I know how to do this. But what have you learned from having her in your practice?
The most important thing I learned, and I'll give you a hint. When we were dating and in our early years, I would call her the Mike Wallace of girlfriends. She is a great questioner.
Yep.
She has a phenomenal curiosity of people and things, and she taught me how to ask questions and to listen. And that has been one of the most important things, not only in my business, but also in my life. Mm. And she is also, I would say, even more disciplined about money than I am.
Is that right?
I often joke that she grew up in the Depression. She has a real discipline about it. And she has been a phenomenal asset in the business and, of course, as a wife as well. So it is possible to work with your wife and enjoy it.
I think that's kind of fabulous. Larry, I want to let you go, but one last question here. If you were giving advice to a young person getting started in the business of financial planning, what is that two sentences of advice?
Well, I would really get educated. Don't just be a salesperson. Really think about how you can help people and have a positive impact on other people's lives, not only through financial, but also helping them in their other aspects that are really important to them. Focus on what's really important to the client and give to them and help them.
That is great advice. Larry Stein, CFP. He is the CEO of Disciplined Investment Management. We'll link to his website so you can look at his pretty chart for yourself. Make Your Money Last, a 7-step process. And you can see what his wife is doing for women over there. It's kind of interesting stuff. I find it very intriguing that a social worker is simply the most perfect type of human being, I think, for providing financial advice, because our financial lives are so emotional. So maybe next time we'll have Susan Stein on the show, Mark. Maybe that's what we'll do a little special women's series. It's Jill on Money. If you've got a financial question, 855-411-JILL. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Thanks to Larry, and we'll be right back. Big bird, and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face. You're back with Jill on Money. And if you've got a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 855-411-JILL. And the email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. You know what's funny? After the whole hullabaloo with healthcare, I thought it might be actually interesting to clarify a couple of things that many people do not understand about the Medicaid and Medicare systems. First of all, you know, they both are about to celebrate their 51st birthday. Lyndon Johnson signed the law into law the bill that led to Medicare and Medicaid. July 30th, 1965, ladies and gentlemen. So 51 years old. And I think this is a little bit confusing. A lot of people say, well, you know, I don't know, and, you know, only poor people use Medicaid. Not so. You know, Medicaid, you know, as of this second, 74 million people are enrolled in Medicaid. 14 million of those were folks who came into the program after the Affordable Care Act expanded Medicaid to include those who earn $34,000 or less. That's a family of four. So basically, the cutoff used to be about $24,000 for a family of four. Now it's $34,000 under Obamacare. And just know that there are a lot of different kinds of people besides people who are lower income. It is really important, pregnant women, people with disabilities, and those who need long-term care. And I want to put this in stark contrast to what people think of as this plan. Many middle-class people are currently in nursing homes because they've run through all of their money, and then they qualify for Medicaid. So, in fact, two-thirds of every nursing home resident receives some part of Medicaid. So be careful how you put people in buckets. All right? It's Jill on Money, 855-411-JILL. Send an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks again to Larry Stein, and we'll see you next week.